We had a racetrack that was built, I think, in the middle 50s, or maybe 56, 57, by Joe Brown, who owned a lot of property. And it was a beautiful track. He spent $7.5 million building it with a beautiful grandstand. It was a lovely thing to look at. It's where the convention center now is. It was where the convention center is now. However, it opened to a big fanfare, and we had horses and everything else. I think it was open 2 days, and then it closed. First of all, the weather is too hot here to sit in a grandstand and watch a horse race. And number two, horse races are too slow. You can lose your money, must pass around a crap table. So after 2 days or 3 days, this beautiful track closed up, and it lay there as a white elephant for quite a few years. And then later, the town grew, and oh, I can remember the thrilling thing. After all, I can remember when I was a little girl, and LaGuardia Field opened in Long Island, and we went there. And we used to Sunday afternoon watch the planes come in. That was terrific. Well, when I landed in Las Vegas on my first flight here, I landed in this just a big open field with a little bit of a rustic house. And there was my husband in the car, not 10 feet away from where the stairway of the airplane. You just walk right down and go right into the car. Oh, it was wonderful. When it came time to go, you'd sit in the car and wait until they pulled the stairs down, and up you went. It certainly is different now when you look at that gorgeous airport. But then they decided we needed a convention center. So they approached Mr. Brown to see if he would give them a deal on the property, I guess, which he did. So they bought the property where the present convention center is now. They brought that from Joe Brown. And then the rest of the property was sold off. It was sold to, I believe it was sold to Kurt Kerkorian. Yes. And then he subsequently built it's at the Hilton Hotel now, but then it was called the International Hotel. He built that. And that was $80 million, and oh, that was another far-out thing. But it was a landmark. Then, of course, our beautiful convention center was built, and then the airport was built. And then we had a group of good county commissioners then. There was one man who was the chairman of the group, and his name was Harley E. Harmon. He's a native. His father was, I think, the Attorney General of the state of Nevada at one time. And Harley, at that time, was in the insurance business. But he was a commissioner. He became the chairman, and he was a very far-seeing man. He was the one agitated for the convention hall. He agitated for the airport. I believe you'll see his name on the plaque down there as one of the men responsible. And then he was the man who also agitated for streets now. Get paving down, get the sewer in, get lights in, develop the town. And I don't think he's been properly given credit for all the things he's done. But I don't have to worry about him. He's got a fine insurance company, and he's now the president of the Nevada State Bank. So I'm not crying for him. But I do think people who have done so much should really be given a little more credit than they do. People who came afterwards seem to be spoken about.